Our next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2011-3, Keith Properties.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At our last meeting, I made a motion to defer this for further consideration by the commission, as well as the ability to let anyone with an interest in this application be able to consider Mr. Robertson's comments. Before I made that motion for deferral, I'd mentioned that to me, most of the opposition primarily was not so much on the subdivision, the amenities, and the layout of the subdivision and its adherence to 99-9C, but more about the access. And for the benefit of the public and those with an interest, in those minutes that we just approved of June 23rd, Mr. Robertson, will be brief, stated that he reviewed that subdivision file, that the exhibits provided comments made by representatives of the applicant and DelDOT, and that Mr. Robertson was satisfied that Marina Road is maintained by DelDOT, that everyone along Marina Road dedicated 25 feet minimum from the center line of Marina Road, and that if preliminary approval is granted, the applicant shall be required to get DelDOT's approval for access. There were some questions by the other commissioners. Mr. Robertson responded. And with that said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2011-3 for Keith Properties based upon the record and for the following reasons. Those reasons being that, one, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code and that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code that have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision is in the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. The lots are all at least 7,500 square feet in size and are within the permitted density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The eight-lot subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways, public transportation. The project, as stated by the applicant, will be served by Sussex County Sewer, and central water will be provided. All entrance road improvements will be constructed in accordance with DelDOT requirements. This approval is, however, subject to the following conditions, and them being stated as: there shall be no more than eight lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all the entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all of DelDOT requirements. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the development as required by county code. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those buffer areas. G, the developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. Additionally, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. J, the subdivision shall be served by county sewer and central water. This sewer system shall be designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specification. Any marina, dock, or boat ramp facilities constructed at the site shall be for the use and enjoyment of the lot owners and their guests, and should not be open to the general public, leased or used commercially. Additionally, the Developer, Lot Owners, and Homeowners Association shall make these dock and boat ramp facilities available for emergency use or access if needed for that purpose by DNREC, fire companies, other agencies, or first responders such as EMTs, EMS. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. The final site plan shall be subject to the review of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2011-3 Keith Properties with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.